dbkmediaservices.com.
It's time now for a special edition of the Triple Crown Family Fun Center SVC Sports Talk. Today, we bring you volleyball action from Adena High School, where the Lady Warriors take on the visiting Lady Shermans of Uniodo. And now, here are your hosts, Shane Combs and Jeremy Ward.
Hello, SVC volleyball fans. I'm Shane Combs of SVCSportsZone.com, coming to you live from Adena High School for what we think is going to be a really special SVC volleyball night as the Uniodo Lady Shermans come and visit the Lady Warriors of Adena. And usually when I come to you on the air, I'm doing so at the Triple Crown Family Fun Center, SVC Sports Talk online radio show. Tonight, a little bit more of a special live version. And, you know, throughout the fall, I'm joined by my brother Matt and Jeremy Ward. And tonight out here at Adena, Jeremy joins me. And, you know, Jeremy, I got to thinking, you know, when you look at how tough a place this is to play, and you look at 142 straight wins there at one point that was just broken back here in, I think it was 2012, and then they had the 98, I think it was, SBC wins in a row. Obviously, this is a unique atmosphere, but it's probably more to do with the opponent you play when you come in here, very, very talented. So if you're going to come in here, you're going to have an experienced team. You're going to have a talented team, and obviously Uniodo does have that, so I think we're in for some good volleyball.
No question about it. You know, it's a great atmosphere as soon as you walk in. You know, people are asking the ticket taker if they're going to be able to find a seat. It's just fantastic and something that, you know, you see in the SVC and you've seen in this gymnasium over the years, all the richness of the tradition and the lack of success that most visiting teams have had. So anytime you can walk in here with a team that you think can come out of winner, you know, you got to be pretty excited about it.
Westfall at 3-1, I know it's a heavy favorite and to keep pace against Piketon this evening. So, you know, when you look at Uniodo at 10-0 overall, 4-0 in the league, they're number 5 in the latest Division II state poll. Coach Reinauer brings his Lady Shermans in here to face Coach Smith and her Lady Warriors, who are 8-1 overall, 4-0 in the league as well. They were number 7 in the latest D3 state poll. So I guess my question, Jeremy, would be to you, more pressure than normal because of the lack of teams capable of beating these top teams when they're not going head-to-head?
Oh, I certainly think so. You know, just the importance to protect your home court comes to mind. I guess you look at it from the perspective that, you know, Uniodo has already beaten Westfall at home. So that puts a little extra pressure maybe on Adena, the fact to get this one, knowing that they've got to play at Uniodo and Westfall twice. So falling a game down would be a little more detrimental to them, perhaps. But I don't think they're thinking about anything more than what's right here in front of them in this matchup tonight.
Jeremy, one of the favorite things I do every year is when I, you know, just kind of analyze the league and I do the all-league volleyball at the end of the year. It's obviously way too early to be talking about that, but I couldn't help but think on the way out here, getting excited for the match, that if I were to just to kind of run through my top 20 in the league, I don't know how anyone could argue that we're going to have probably over half of the most talented kids in the league on display here this evening. I know on SBC Sports Talk, we were talking about most important position in high school sports, and I at least threw the setter position in there because of how important I think it is. Both these teams are going to come in the 5-1 attack, and Dina's Kirsten Dawson and Uniodo McKenna Steinbrook, both very talented setters that do a good job at distributing the volleyball across the net.
No question about that. And just like the discussion that was generated, whether it was on the internet on SEO Preps or our discussion on our online show the past few weeks, you're going to have a setter that can run your offense if you're going to be an elite team. And both of these teams have that, and they both certainly are elite.
Let's take a look at Adena. You know, when we talk about Dawson and her weapons across the net, there obviously have Jenna and Jessica Hutton. Carly Bauer's got a lot of varsity experience. Chris Apoler's really come on strong. The Putnam girl's very capable of producing some different things in different aspects of the game. Hannah Bacon-Haster is there. And then you'll even see Natalie Jones, and then I know Erica Marshall's on the roster there as well. But a team that, even though they're probably known more for their defense and how they keep things alive, much improved at the net when I've watched them early in the year.
Oh, no question about it. And I think when you think of Dina, you think of team, you think of system. You know, when they're clicking on all cylinders, it's fun to watch. And you just kind of expect whoever Coach Smith puts in a given position is going to step in and perform at a high level.
Well, then on the Uniota side, obviously led by the very talented Alexis Overly and then sister Taylor Overly. Kari Neff's a great all-round talent. Much improved middle play from a year ago with Hannah Nelson and Anna Carr. And I guess when I look at Uniota, I know we talked a lot about it in our Huntington broadcast when we had Uniota over there at Huntington in that straight set win. Just far more balanced, playing a little bit faster, a little bit less unpredictable. It's got to be a little bit more of a challenge for the defensive team to know what's coming.
Definitely. And when you get in lulls in the middle of a match or get out of system for a little while, when you have the diversity in your offense to go on both directions, strong side, weak side, and be able to attack from the middle, it really takes a lot of pressure off everyone. Your setter knows that she can just read the defense and you know, really doesn't have to be concerned with necessarily who's hot or who's struggled nearly as much as the fact that everything's kind of laid out there for her and she can just kind of take what she's given.
Real quick, I know in our Huntington broadcast we got into this and we were unable to finish, and I just think it's a great point to make for our volleyball fans. With Steinbrook now in the 5-1 attack as the setter all the way around, I've seen a big difference in Alexis Overly just in her ability to impact the match in all areas, not just hitting. A little bit more serve, her back row play takes some pressure off of Ward and Neff and so forth. And I just think that even into that third set the other night, where a year ago maybe she looked a little fatigued mentally and physically because of how much they demanded
right.
from her, that'll be something interesting for me to see tonight if this would happen to get into a fourth and fifth set that maybe would go in Uniota's favor.
Well, and that's a great point. You know, obviously I've been able to watch Uniota a great deal over the past 4 years, and I think the one thing that jumps out at me when you look at the team stats, just like what you're saying, with McKenna being able to solely be the setter, it allows the back row to stay balanced and not put quite so much pressure on Emily Ward. And, you know, I think in the past she's taken over half the total serves. And this year those numbers are down and they're more balanced, which really keeps everybody in system. It allows her to feel like she doesn't have the whole back row to cover. And it takes the pressure off of that back corner that's trying to cover the weak side for her. So I think you're dead on there. It just kind of allows everybody to fall into playing their strength. And, you know how talented Lexi is anyway. When you're not wearing her out, asking her to run around doing multiple things, you can really see the difference in her total game.
Well, we certainly haven't forgotten about the defensive players. You know, Emily Ward of Uniota, Carly Carroll of Adina, really, really talented young kid in the league. And serve receive is going to be important. Obviously, all of the setting and the hitting we're talking about never happens without that solid serve receive. And that's something that kind of jumps out at me as a key here tonight. Adina is so efficient. I can't remember the last time. I mean, it's one thing to dominate a team, but I don't think if you're not a volleyball fan, I don't think you understand how efficient you have to be to start beating teams 25-2, 25-6, 25. I don't care who you're playing. I mean, there's a lot of teams that couldn't go in the gym by themselves the night before the match and just dry run it to that score.
Exactly.
So I guess with Adina, Uniota's ability to win that first ball over and win the point early, I think, could be something to really watch for, because as the long rally goes on, it's almost a matter in rally scoring sometime of who messes up first, and,
right.
and a lot of times that's not Adina.
That's a great point. I think you're going to see the service game is critical, being able to handle that first pass and get your offense in system. The swinging momentum created by, you know, free balls, or, you know, just keeping vicious serves alive, you know, that to me is going to be the difference in the game tonight. And then that's obviously going to magnify the service errors. And I think you remember, if you look back to the game here last year, both teams at times were dominant serving, and at other times really struggled to get their serves in. And it kind of, you know, came down in those fourth and fifth games. Put a lot of pressure on those serves, and what do? Do you go with that full power, or you make sure you get it in?
Well, another thing that jumps out at me as a key, I had a chance to see Adina over at Huntington earlier this year, and the Hutton duo just absolutely wore the Huntington defense out on the cross court shot, and it'll be interesting to see the Uniota middles allowing to get that double block to the outside and seeing if they can't get those hands turned in. Now, Dina, talk to us a little bit about this, Jeremy. Dina comes at you with a little less size than maybe a lot of teams, especially as talented as them. What kind of, with the speed and different things, the different looks they're going to do, what kind of challenge do you think that's going to present Uniota to net defensively?
Well, the teams that have had a great deal of success against Uniota are teams that have been able to go up and solo block, that have the size and the athleticism to really match up with one person and make the Uniota attackers adjust and play off the block. If they're allowed just to come clean, then that's going to put a lot of pressure on the defense to keep balls alive and get into scramble situations, yet still being able to control to keep their offense in system. So I guess you would say, you know, that transition game, there's a lot more pressure if you don't have that presence at the net to deflect or to alter the attack of Uniota.
Jeremy, I had a fair unfair given to me today. They said I could throw it at you in the live broadcast tonight, and I said I would. We got talking about volleyball, and they said with the exception of probably Westfall, you know, you look at how good the top half this league is, with the exception of Westfall, you could argue that these two playing each other tonight is probably going to be as good of an opponent as either would face until what they hope is maybe like a Sweet 16. Now, obviously, in respect to some of the tournaments that Dean has been to, I know their only loss was to the number one team in Division Four.
Right.
I know Uniota's played some schools that in the past have been a lot better. They're a little bit down this year, but that's an interesting fair unfair. I mean, how would you respond to that?
That's a great question. You're looking at obviously in Division Two, Athens is still extremely strong. They moved way up in the rankings this time, and they're very, very talented team, and they actually have the Dosa girl senior who came back out to play. You know, when she was younger, was one of the better volleyball players, and now that she's signed to play basketball at Ohio University, she's going ahead and play volleyball. And you start putting somebody like that and a talent like that in a supporting role, that tells you how good Athens' team is. But, you know, I would say that is fair. I think the competition here, the environment here as well, as the second round matches are going to be, will be the closest thing to a tournament setting, pressure wise, and talent all over the court wise, as you'll see at least to the district finals.
Well, again, we're coming up on the 2 minute mark. This is Shane Combs and Jeremy Ward of SBCSportsZone.com coming to you live for SBC volleyball out here at Adina High School in Frankfurt. And as the horn will sound here at 2 minutes, the teams will start to serve it back and forth at one another to complete the warm-up. And, you know, Jeremy, another thing I got thinking of on my drive out here after work today was I can remember watching this pretty much exact matchup back in the eighth grade when they were at Huntington and remembering how high a level of junior high volleyball they played, and then watch these kids come in. I think it's fair to say their first couple of years on varsity maybe went through some of the growing pains.
Right.
But it's just that to see these two groups really grow as individuals and as a team and as teams to this point, it kind of lets us know a little bit about that developmental process we always talk about. And then not only have they gotten to the point where they're very senior loaded, just watching that JV match that I will go ahead and tell fans that that went three tonight. Uniota wins at 25-18, 22-25, and 25-20. Just watching that, even though there's a lot of seniors that are going to graduate, the well certainly isn't dry in either one of these good programs.
No, absolutely not. And I think you bring up a good point. A lot of times people probably put too much stock into what happens at the junior high ranks because you have a lot of kids maybe, especially it seems like in basketball, football, what have you. You don't necessarily have the same kids sticking through. And very rarely do you have so many players in one class continue together to where they are essentially the same team. So I'd say it's quite remarkable that both of these rosters look pretty much at least five spots on the floor as to what they did when they played in junior high. So that in itself is incredible that you're devoted to your teammates and sticking through it with all the choices and the things going on that a high school athlete has.
Well, certainly want to give a shout out here. Blake Reinhart comes up to the booth to say hi to us. Blake obviously has some Uniota and Adina and Huntington and Payne Valley.
I noticed he was wearing his Ohio State shirt.
Yeah,
stay completely neutral.
Stay very neutral. But Obviously, I love Blake to death. He's always been a real good friend of mine, and we're so happy that the health is starting to turn for the better there, and it's just so good to see him up and about. And I tell you, you know, seeing a guy like him and thinking of all the ties he has across, it gets me thinking about that SBC expansion again. And when people talk about breaking up the conference, you know, I know there's always different ways in modern times. It's just part of it maybe. But when you see atmospheres like this and you get into matchups like this, it kind of reminds you why the SBC is so important, Jeremy.
That's a great point. And, you know, you look around, you see so many great athletes, present and past of the SBC walking through here, whether it's some boys coming through to take in the game. A lot of coaches of other sports I've seen today, and you know, you see some of the biggest SBC fans overall here in attendance tonight. And we certainly want to thank Craig Kearns and the staff here at Edina for setting us up and getting ready for this broadcast.
Jeremy, let's take a break for the national anthem. Again, Shane Combs, Jeremy Ward, SBCSportsZone.com. We're coming to you live here from Edina High School. We're just moments away from getting this showdown underway as they start to go through the some of the player introductions. And you have the two shade blue of the Lady Warriors of Edina wearing their home light blue, and then Carly Carroll will be in the away dark blue as the defensive specialist. And on the other side, Uniota in their away purple with Emily Ward sporting the home white as their defensive specialist. And, you know, Jeremy, as you get to this point, maybe and people blame me of this all the time, so you got to tell me I'm crazy. But as a coach, someone that loves sports, and I find myself, you know, analyzing kids sometimes in their preparation, there's been something about tonight with these two groups when you compare maybe how I've seen them prepare for other matches throughout the year. There's just been a different type of feel to the night and their focus, and just it'll be anxious to see which team can kind of handle those emotions early to get off to the needed quick start.
I think that's an interesting point. As I was watching, and of course up here we have a great view of it, you know, I was watching both the varsity teams of that third set of the JV game, and usually, you know, they know the game's going on, they're watching the scoreboard, and they're not really paying attention. They were watching every point, every volley. They were locked in on that JV game. So that gives you a little indication about the intensity that they're going to bring into this varsity match.
Well, what's funny about that is we just talked on the show, and I want to let fans know that we recorded our second show of Season 4, and it's out on the website now. Just go to SBCSportsZone.com. There on the front page, you'll see the link that you can go and listen, and appreciate Bruce Knox and all the hours he's putting in to allow us to do some of these extra shows. And there on the DBK website, you can find the SBC Sports Talk link, and you can go back and listen to all of our shows. So if you're new to the area, maybe your kids are getting a little older, you're new to the show, new to the website. Had an interesting phone call today, Jeremy. It's time to change the pictures on top of the homepage again. So we always seem to get.
I actually meant to tell you that yesterday. actually, my younger daughter was like that. It's like, Dad, she hasn't played for 2 years.
maybe I need to get her on staff then. But you know, just the feedback here of the show. You can tell the growth of the show by how much more we get in the inbox, how much more your fans are talking to us out in public, and that's part of
absolutely
that's part of it that I love, and I know you do as well. Well, the players meet there at the net and go through the sportsmanship-like thing. If you've been with us on SBC Sports Talk, you know what we're talking about there. And they'll head back to their benches, and Coach Ridenhour and Coach Smith will give them some last-minute instructions. Well, actually, Lady Shermans will just stay right out there on the floor. I guess when you have a senior-loaded bunch, there's not a whole lot you could say to them at this point. It's time to go.
Probably not, and they wouldn't be listening anyway at this point. Pat Porter climbs the stand to officiate. His wife, Jenny, serving as the down judge.
Two really solid officials, been around a long time doing this. Been a part of a lot of SBC showdowns, I'm sure.
And they really enjoy the kids of this conference. You know, as much as anything, they're also fans and fans of these kids in high school sports.
Absolutely. Again, I want to make sure you understand that you can follow me on Shout-O-Matic. If you're not familiar with that, check out SBCSportsZone.com. You'll see the link. Just hit on the Shout-O-Matic. You can also follow me Facebook and Twitter, and those will come up on there. The Shout-O-Matic allows me to kind of give a little voice message out to you. Golf updates for the SBC. Volleyball nights, I send some updates out, football as well. So here we go, underway. Corey Neff of Uniette will send it over. Kara will play it. Up to Dawson. Backside, and I tell you, for a minute there, Jeremy, it looked like it was going to be a free ball, but Fuller comes in on the backside there and finds a hole.
Yeah, I think she may have caught Neff by surprise a little bit there. Carter was coming to the middle, and she dropped it down the line on her.
Dina come on the serve. Steinbrook in the middle. Alexis Overly with a big swing, dug up by Jones. Here comes the Dean on the attack, the middle attack. Ward digs it up. Steinbrook has to play one way outside in the back set to Taylor Overly. Adina up to the challenge. Here we go on the outside. It's Hutton with the cross-court shot. Neff was there in time but unable to play it up. We'll go 2-0 start for Adina.
And it'll be interesting to see, again, just how much pressure each team is able to put on the other with the serve.
Good serve into the middle played by Taylor Overly. Up to the net. Alexis will tip it over. Adina in the middle. Kind of both teams out of system a little bit. Here comes Taylor Overly on the back row attack. Adina digs it up. Dawson goes outside. Big swing from Hutton on the outside. Finds the back corner. 3-0, Adina.
So far, all 3 points just inches from the line. Just precision shots by the Lady Warriors.
Adina continues to serve. Played up by Neff. Steinbrook in the middle. Overly with the tip. Finds the hole. Very nicely done to get Uniota on the board. 3-1, Adina.
Again, tough balance between whether to stay with the power game and to use those misdirection shots. That way, that time, Lexi found the answer.
Emily Ward on the serve, then Adina unable to handle it. We're going to give Ward the ace, 3-2, as Uniota serving right to left on your radio dial, or maybe I should say your internet screen. Ward. Serves Adina, nice pass up, goes outside in the hitting air along. So all of a sudden now, Uniota back to 3-3, able to weather the storm here a little bit and tie things up as Ward will continue to serve. Ward, a lefty, serves to the middle again. It's Carroll to the middle to Dawson. She'll go outside, big swing there, dug up by Ward. Steinbrook goes outside, Alexis Overly down the line, diving effort by Carroll, unable to bring it up. 4-3, Uniota.
So far, both teams, you know, able to control momentum with the serve. And, again, no doubt one of the biggest keys to this match.
Ward continues to serve. Backer passed up here. Dawson going to try outside again to Hutton. Ward digs it up. I think we have a whistle there. Do we have Uniota in the net? I believe it was Steinbrook.
That's something that's plagued Uniota a good bit in the past. Not nearly as much this year, again, with McKenna playing the 5-1.
Dawson back to serve, so she starts to set out of the back row. You'll get the three attackers for Adina. Played up by Ward. Steinbrook in the middle. Overly had to go to the left hand with Dawson taking the first ball. They step in and play. Here comes Adina back on the attack. Dawson gets back set. Big swing for Bauer. Uniota able to bring it up defensively. So 5-4. Adina give Bauer the kill. Nice back set.
Absolutely. Able to thread the needle again and, you know, anticipate the shift in the Uniota defense and attack through the middle this time.
Dawson with the serve. Neff plays it up to her setter, Steinbrook. She'll go outside. It's Anna Carr. Nice job by Carly Carroll. She saw the ball coming head high there and was able to get out of the way and let it fly long for the hitting error. 6-4, Adina. Dawson will continue to serve. So, again, Jeremy, you've mentioned it, a little bit of the momentum from the service game.
Well, and I think, you know, again, of what I've watched, anytime you have a match with this type of pressure, you really want to stay in the lead.
Unioto come with the back row attack from Overly, and Adina had to send it back over, not much doing. Now it's Alexis Overly on the outside. Double block is there in play. Unioto plays it up. It'll be Taylor Overly out of the back row once again, and her lefty swing will fly long. 7-4 Adina.
Again, with the game, you know, momentum is so critical in volleyball. You know, if you can assert yourself and you know, as Adina has, and get up by a few points, then you'll be able to withstand a run.
Overly takes that, and out to Anna Carr on the outside. Again, the block in play. Steinbrook back to Overly. Big swing. They get a piece of it at the net. Here comes Adina back. It looks like Poehler in the middle. Played up by Neff. Ward keeps it alive. It'll free ball over. Here comes Adina with an opportunity to score again. Back set, it's Bauer. And off the net, did we have a touch there? Or was it a... Couldn't tell on the call there for a second, I believe. But,
yeah, the deflection.
The deflection's going to go out on the Lady Shermans. It's 8-4 now. Adina, as Dawson continues to serve her team out to a nice lead. It's Neff in the middle. Steinbrook. Alexis Overly with a big swing in the middle. Dug up by the setter, Dawson. Bauer with a tip over, and she had the hold there, but was unable to find it. And that breaks the service game of Kirsten Dawson. It gets Unioto back on the board at 8-5. Steinbrook back to serve, and she catches the net on that one for the service error. 9-5 Adina. Coach Smith goes to her bench here.
Being able to handle your emotions in a match like this, especially when both teams have cruised easily in most of their matches, you know, fatigue is going to be a factor once some of that adrenaline wears off, and they're really going to have to manage their emotions to stay focused.
Two teams coming back and forth at each other, kind of one of our longer volleys to this point. Alexis sends one over, and again, not great attacks, but some really good effort plays from both teams. Another great play there from Dawson, and Alexis Overly goes up and plays it with two hands and finds the hole. Very athletic play
terrific.
By the terrific senior.
Terrific exchange there. Putnam with an unbelievable play to keep it alive, and then the finish by Lexi Overly.
Again, a service error for Unioto. This one from Alexis Overly. Puts Adina back up 10-6. Jessica Hutton will be back to serve for the Lady Warriors. Little jump serve. It's Ward in the middle. They get Kari Neff on the outside. A little roll shot finds the hole. Nicely done. Give the kill to Kari Neff. Make it 10-7. Lady Warriors. Unioto really need to get steady here in the service game. It's gotten a little sloppy for them here. They're only down 10-7. It's Weingartner in off the bench to serve.
Yeah, you really want to get that first serve in. Put yourself in a good state of mind for the rest of the match.
Bauer with a big swing out of the middle for the kill. And, you know, Jeremy, I've mentioned her a couple times to people. You know, a little quiet at times this year, but I tell you, there's no doubting her talent. Very, very capable.
Right, right. First of many times we'll probably see the sweeper here.
Yes. Yeah. 11-7, Lady Warriors here. We're in the opening set. Cleaning the floor, as Jeremy mentioned there.
I like it. I like that little device. I like anything maintenance related.
Alexis Overly in the middle goes up to Steinbrook. Nice back set. Taylor Overly had to go to the right hand, though, to get it over. Adina will free ball it over. Here comes Ward Steinbrook. Hannah Nelson with her first swing of the night. Nicely done by Carroll to keep it alive. Free ball. Unioto come right back on the attack. They'll go outside Kari Neff. She finds that same hole and the same result with a kill.
And again, when you have to go with the double block, it really leaves that vulnerable for the misdirection, and Kari played it beautifully there.
Taylor Overly back to serve. She'll go with a little jump serve at the lefty, and she has one cell a little bit long. So, probably a little amped up here, the Unioto squad, making some maybe uncharacteristic mistakes in the service game here. And as a result, Dina leads at 12-8 as Carly Carroll goes back to serve. Carroll sends one
And it catches the top of the net and falls there as a service error of Adina's own. So now make it 12-9, and Unio will take the serve back as we've went full rotation. Now we're back to Akari Neff.
And four errors, first time three from Unietto and one from Adina, uncharacteristic of both these teams.
Dawson went outside, looked like Polar, and then Unietto unable to keep it alive. Gives 13-9.
A few sloppy exchanges now, I think, as you start to see that first wave of adrenaline wear down.
Hudson's went back to Neff. It's going to be Alexis Overly in the middle. Dawson digs it up. Three ball over. Nelson went right back with it, so the possession right back to Adina. They go outside. Big swing. I don't think we had a touch. Is that going to be a fourth hit? That's going to give it to Uniota. 13-10. Emily Ward back to serve. Team trails by three. And she hits it in the net. So, again, the service mistakes really starting to mount for the Lady Shermans here is Adina 14-10 with Dawson back to serve. And this was a particular stretch where Adina had some success the last time around. Senior setter sends one over in the middle. Neff plays it up. Steinbrook has to adjust. Makes a great play. Gives Steinbrook a lot of credit there. She was able to go find it and get the ball up in the air. And if you get it up into there, usually Alexis Overly will do the rest. And that was a big-time hit from Overly, 14-11.
No question. Much like Dawson has, just made some great recoveries and kept the offensive attack alive.
Dina fakes in the middle, brings in Hutton right behind the holder on the fake. Alexis Overly outside, dug up by Dawson. Adina, kind of with a roll shot, him with a free ball over. So Steinbrook will back set to the lefty Overly. And I think we had a touch there just based on the way the ball went. But I don't know that the officials are going to agree with me. Coach Reinauer is asking. So it's going to go deep, which is going to make it 15-11. Adina, I won't say for sure, Jamie. I just made that call based on the way the ball kind of seemed to change direction.
The ball did come out funny, but she kind of caught that on her way up just a little bit.
So Dina regains the serve here. Steinbrook gets back to Alexis Overly. She goes up one hand and kind of finds the spot. Again, you're talking about that hole as a result of the blocking scheme. And then now at 15-12, Uniota trying to hang in, but it's kind of been the Warriors in control early here. Alexis Overly with the serve. Carroll up to Dawson. Goes outside with a big swing there. It's dug up by Alexis. Corey Neff on the outside, down the line, finds a spot.
And I think that is the key. If they're going up against a single block, they need to go hard and then read that double block. And so far, they've made the right decision each and every time.
Unietta within two at 15-13. Carroll to Dawson. Going to back set. That's Hutton dug up by Ward. Alexis Overly will step in and take that second ball. They'll have to almost free ball it over. Here comes the Dean on the tack. The cross-court hit dug up by Steinbrook. Overly keeps it alive. Now the free ball comes over. Here comes the Dean on the tack. Dawson goes outside. Big swing hut dug up by Neff. Outside, Neff was unable to get back ready to hit, so it's going to result in a free ball. Here comes Adina. They'll try the double block. Block and play. Great volley at this point.
Nice.
Bauer on the outside, and she's going to tool the Unio to block, and it's going to sail out of bounds. 16-13, great exchange.
No question about it. Both teams, you know, good in scramble transition. You know, great recoveries by the setters.
Another service error, this one from Adina, 16-14. I think that answers our question a little bit, Jeremy, in terms of just maybe being a little antsy, a little nervous, a little excited. You know, it lets you know when you see two teams like this make these mistakes that this has a little different feel to it this evening.
Yeah, no question about it.
Dawson on the outside, big swing from Hutton, diving effort from Uniota, unable to bring it back, 17-14.
You see so many times, you know, when Weingartner comes in to serve, she can really lift the Uniota offense and kind of shift the momentum. And thus far, you know, each time she's able to get her serves in but not able to regain possession with a point.
Jones back to serve here. Neff will play up Steinbrook. Nelson with a big swing in the middle and a kill for the senior middle hitter, 17-15.
Even from this distance, it's so difficult to tell with the Huttons and the small number on on the front which one is which.
Absolutely.
We've got twins and triplets on either side of the net here tonight.
Both setters try to find a hole, nothing doing, so it continues to volley here. Well, Unioto will go outside, Neff plays it with two hands, dug up by Adina. The second ball straight over. Dawson with a great play. Ward gave it the diving effort in the back, but give the kill to the setter. Very experienced play. Nicely done. 18-15. Adina on top. Carroll back to serve. Pivotal time here for the Shermans, and they need to side out in the worst way. Carroll sends it back middle. It's Ward up to Steinbrook. She'll go back row attack to Alexis Overly, dug up by Carroll. Dawson goes outside. Big swing from Hutton. Neff plays it up. Steinbrook goes back outside. Neff. She'll pull the block out of bounds for the kill. 18-16 is the Unioto is now within two.
Now the third time around here, I think Unioto has the opportunity to really put themselves in a great position after some unforced errors thus far. And
Carroll plays Neff serve. It results in a little back set, kind of a roll shot over. Unioto has the free ball. Dina comes up to joust at the net with Overly and Dawson. Unioto will continue to play the ball live. Big swing, Alexis Overly on the outside. And again, Overly swinging hard. Love the aggressiveness early here. She has her squad now within one, Jeremy, at 18-17. Coach Smith back to the bench there as Kari Neff awaits.
Bauer back in.
Neff, he finds the hole. Really had some action on that ball. You could see it from all the way up here. Get that little knuckle ball that falls in, and Coach Smith with it 18-18, going to go to timeout.
No question about it.
Try to get the refocus here, maybe even break Neff a little bit.
Certainly, and just like what I talked about early on, it's so important that you hold the lead. I mean, Adina's jumped out from the beginning, and they won the first. They won to 10. They won to 15, and I think it's so critical to win at 20 in volleyball as far as keeping that momentum and staying within striking distance. Even if the other team makes a run, you still have the opportunity to stay in the match. And right now, if they're able to break Neff's serve, they'll maintain a lead in possession.
Well, two things I would look at in the service game, Jeremy. One, we've talked about the nerves a little bit and some of the mistakes, but part of that's just the risk-reward. You're talking about two teams that are going to serve it at you tough. So where you get some of the errors, you also – you know, get the times where, like right there when Kari's able to really contact it the way she's wanting and get some action on it. Obviously, I know Hutton had posted some just insane ace numbers the other night and,
right,
and so forth with a 41-41 serving night with 13 aces. So I think both teams want to keep their aggressiveness, and as they settle into the match, I think it's going to be a big factor. Back to action here. Neff sends one over. It's Carroll in the middle. She'll go Dawson on the back set. It's Hutton on the outside, and Unioto unable to bring it back up. Give Jenna Hutton the kill. Dawson the assist. Adina regains the lead at 19-18. Jenna Hutton back to serve. Send it over middle. It's Taylor Overly. Steinbrook goes outside. Alexis Overly dug up here. Here comes Dawson. She'll go outside. Double block from Unioto. Yeah, well, it might even have been Hannah Nelson on the solo.
Yeah,
the double block was there, but I think Hannah was able to get that.
Hannah got up for a little quicker, and she ended up the only one contesting above the net there as we get all squared at 19.
Emily Ward back to serve. Anybody set? Sends it deep. Carly Carroll plays it up to her setter, Dawson. She'll go outside the roll shot, dug up by Overly. Steinbrook goes right back to Alexis. Block and play. Here comes Adina, and Dawson will play the second ball over. Kari Neff up to the challenge. Alexis Overly tries to tip it over, and the double block was there. I just don't think Alexis got enough air under it. Wasn't a bad look. That
same
hold that's been there was there.
Yeah, she had the right idea, and I think she just caught her eyes off the ball there for a second and short-sighted herself into the net.
2019, Adina. Dawson serves. Neff, nice pass up to Steinbrook. She goes outside. Carr with a big swing, dug up by Dawson. Here comes Unioto back on the attack. Overly on the outside with a big swing, and I think that one sails just off to the side with no touch. So 21-19, Adina. Timeout, Coach Reidenauer. Again, probably partly to just get his troops here, regather a little bit, maybe even try to break the serve. A critical point coming up as both teams have kind of stayed right within 2-3 points of each other, Jeremy. Now at 21-19, still anybody set, but I think it's safe to say that we talked about the efficiency of Edina. I know they've had the one or two mistakes, but to this point, I would say that just some of the efficiency stats have been the difference.
Oh, certainly. You know, I guess you can look at it either way. Edina probably feels like without the service errors and unforced errors that they would have already had this wrapped up. But in the same regard, those errors have kind of been offset each way. So, you know, really the last, you know, 10 minutes of play here has been pretty much exactly what we expected and probably why this game's going to go on for a little while.
Back to action here. It's Dawson. Serves short. Alexis Overly up to Steinbrook. Will come right back middle to Alexis, and she hits it just inside the net. They're not able to get it inside the block. It hits the net, stays on Uniota's side. Falls for the Edina point. It's 22-19. Dawson will continue to try to push her team toward a 1-0 advantage here. She goes to the back corner. It's Taylor Overly up to Steinbrook. Overly with a tip, and then Dina plays it right back over, and Ward brings it back up. Now it's Carr in the middle, dug up by Carroll. Dawson goes outside. Roll shot, diving effort by Neff keeps it alive. Steinbrook tries a second ball, no hole there. Back set, Bauer with a big swing, and that ball does not find the back corner. Sells long to 22-20. Again, that time, compared to some of the other ones, I thought Bauer and the setter just not quite on the same page, wasn't able to get the same powerful swing. Steinbrook with the serve. Carroll up to Dawson. Dina coming on the cross-court attack. I apologize, Jeremy. Didn't see who that was on the cross-court. It was Neff on this end, diving effort there. Might have been Poehler.
It might have been Poehler. I believe that's what it was.
I believe Poehler's hitting strong side on that first ball before rotating middle there. And yeah, timeout here, Coach Smith. Coach Reidenauer, 23-20. And you know, Jeremy, I think the biggest thing here is both teams appear to have found a couple areas of the court they'd like to attack, but a lot of times it's just, like in any sport, it's just the execution. I don't know if it's even what the other team's doing to them right now, just both teams maybe just having a little trouble getting in the system.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I think Edina, every time they really look like they're clicking on all cylinders, they have a little hiccup and have to regroup, and much the same with Uniota, maybe starting to rely on getting the ball to Lexi Overly a little too much and losing that balance over the last few points.
Can't get over the crowd here tonight, Jeremy. I go to a lot of SBC events, and for volleyball, this just shows you how much people love good volleyball in this league. Really, really good atmosphere here.
Coach Coker's brought our entire team. Zane Trace
just rolled
in off the bus, it looks like.
Big swing, Taylor Overly on the outside as we regain play, block in play, so Uniota will gain. They'll have to free ball over. Here comes Edina, and it was a good free ball that kind of had Edina out of system. It's going to give Uniota the easy possession back. Alexis Overly, big swing on the outside right down the line and paints the line for the kill. 23-21, almost a must point for Uniota there, and Alexis delivers.
And, you know, a terrifically played free ball that wasn't quite so free, and it swung the momentum back to the Lady Sherman.
Alexis Overly, that little jump J serve. Carly Carroll in the middle there. Plays it up to her setter. It looked like they pulled the block on the outside. I believe that was Jenna Hutton, and she'll get the kill, and now she'll go back to serve with a chance to win the set as it's 24-21 Edina. Jenna, as I mentioned, one of the top servers in the SBC because of that little jump serve, gets that nice top spin on it. Jump set from Steinbrook. I think she was over the line. Yep,
sure was.
That's exactly the call, 25-21. Edina will take the opening set, so you know, as we expected in terms of a competition standpoint, Jeremy, maybe at times a little sloppy volleyball, but I think sometimes we say that and we forget that it's also the other team on the other side of the net that's really good. And anytime teams are coming at you with a great attack, they're coming at you, these teams know each other so well that they're able to find some of those weaknesses, so that's always going to lead to some of that play as well.
Well, yes, you just there's not as much to expose. You know, you talk about familiarity, but you know, let's just face it. There's a lot of moms and dads and brothers and sisters in the stands that are a little bit jittery, a little bit nervous about this. So you can imagine what it's like when all eyes are on you. So, to be expected, and I think you're going to see fewer errors in the service game as this rolls on, and more, you know, just unbelievable stretches of scrambles and volleys and balls kept alive, like we saw in spurts.
I know I keep going back to the Adena efficiency, but I just feel like the longer the volley, the more advantage they have from a standpoint of they're just not the type of team. They won't always attack you with the same risk-reward. They'll attack you in a very high percentage way. And I think just defensively, you know, Coach Smith's groups have always been really good defensively, but I think this is as good as I can remember in recent years, just their ability to play the long volley and keep things alive.
Yes, no question. Just being able to cover their responsibilities, just the overall coverage, you know, regardless if it's an aggressive attack or, you know, whether it's a roll shot, they're just balanced, and they're able to make adjustments and keep balls in play.
Jeremy, I can tell our volleyball listeners that Huntington's up 2-0 over Southeastern. That match being played over at Huntington is 25-11 and then 25-22. So the Lady Panthers flirt with the chance to still a set there. But Huntington up to the challenge of Coach McGill and her Lady Huntsman will have a chance to close that one out in straight sets. And you'd mentioned the Zane Trades group across the gym there. I'm assuming that that didn't take long tonight. That's still a quick finish over there at Paint Valley tonight, I believe, and to be here by 7:00. I'll have to try to get a score for our fans and pass that along.
Well, of course, the JV match here probably about as long as you could possibly have as far as the
good point
the first round, but
really good talent for that level. We talked about that earlier.
And I'm sure right now, you know, as I see Coach Matt Hoops talking to Mike Smith, I'm sure that Mike Smith made him come on that side to sit with him because of the blue shoes that Coach Hoops is wearing tonight. You know, in his old age from his birthday yesterday, he must have forgot where they were playing.
He might also be putting the bullseye, as we know Coach Hoops is going to be quite loaded this winter once again.
That's true. He does not want us to talk about how loaded he is.
Yeah. Mike won't do that to him, man. Mike's always going to just be the SBC observer there. All right, here we go. Set two. It's Carly Carroll going to lead us off with a serve. It's going to be the middle attack for Uniota. They tried Nelson, and she goes along with her hitting attempt, and Adena back out to the 1-0 advantage as Carroll will continue to serve. This goes back middle. Emily Ward plays. It's going to be a free ball from Uniota. Adena coming back. It's going to be Dawson with a rare hitting attempt, and now it's Steinbrook on the other side. Neff with a big swing, double block in play. Free ball over. Again, another long volley as both teams are struggling to get on attack. It's Poehler in the middle. It's dug up by Overly. Taylor Overly. And now we'll go back row from Alexis. And as Adena plays it back over, they go outside, and that's Jenna Hutton with a big swing. And
just a monster
across,
attack by Jenna Hutton
across
there.
Court.
Great finish. Really, both teams out of sort there, but some great exchanges.
Ward plays it in the middle up to Steinbrook. Neff takes a two-hand, shoves it all the way down the net. The hole was there, but I think she sent it long. Yes, she did. 3-0. No, I'm sorry. Did they say it count the line then?
Evidently, it did.
The original signal, I thought, well, Uniota will go and cut it to 2-1. Neff will be back to serve, and she'll serve it in the net. 3-1 Adena.
You just have to keep your composure in a game like this. I mean, there's going to be mistakes, and you know you got to realize that sometimes you lose points because the other team's pretty darn good.
It was Overly out of the middle, dug up by Adena. Now it's back over, and it'll be Overly on the outside, dug up once again by the Adena defense. Hutton with a big swing on the outside, dug up by Ward. Ward will have to free ball it over on that third hit. Carroll comes with a low pass. Adena comes on the attack. They'll go slide to the outside, and Poehler, the big swing, the double block, unable to get it turned in. I believe the block, I thought it sailed out. But, again, now there's another question on the call here. But I think they said it found the floor in play.
That one was clearly in. The other one I'm not sure all the way across from us. But that one I definitely thought was in.
We'll give Unio the defense the block here, 3-2, and we'll send Ward back to serve.
See, we need the dark stained floor outside the volleyball court here and not worry about the three-point line. We're just encouraging three-point shooting.
it was Jessica Hutton on the outside, then Unioto a little out of system again. Now Unioto tried again. Steinbrook goes outside. Overly goes and makes a nice adjustment on the ball. Here comes Adina. Hutton with a big swing on the outside. Did it pull the block? It did not. It fell out of bounds.
Hey, you look,
things up 3-3.
Shane, you look up, it's 3-3, and it seems like we've been playing for a half hour already on this second game.
Ward will serve. It's Carroll there, and the pass. Dawson will play the second ball over. No hole there. Jump set from Steinbrook. Carr plays it over. Here comes Adina. It's Polar in the middle with a swing dug up by Ward. Here comes Steinbrook. Another long volley from these teams. Adina will have an opportunity. Great adjustment by Dawson at the net, able to keep the ball alive. Gives Unio a chance. Overly, the big swing on the outside, and ricochets off the back row defender for the kill for Alexis Overly, 4-3.
And thus far, when they've been able to get Lexi balanced coming from the outside, attacking in the middle of the floor, Adina just hasn't had an answer for that.
Ward continues to serve. This is a rotation Unio has some success with early. Adina, unable to get a great serve receipt, make something out of it, but Unioed up the challenge. It's going to be Overly with a big double block in the middle, and I believe the block gives the solo to Carissa Poehler. She goes up and able to extend those hands right out over the net, just like your top. Very nice. 4-4.
Very nice execution there. And so far, like you alluded to in the pregame, the back row defense of Adina has been fantastic.
Overly with a big swing out of the middle there. Ricochets off the Adina defender. Out of bounds. Give the kill to Alexis once again. Assist Steinbrook. 5-4 Uniota. Steinbrook will be back to serve. Sends a little floater over. It's Carroll in the middle. Adina once again sending the first hitter through there to freeze the block with Bauer, bringing Hutton in behind for the kill. 5-5. Nicely executed. It all starts with a great pass from Carroll.
No question, just like we talked about, Carly, it's just been remarkable. All the pressure that was put on her at the beginning of her freshman year last year, but, man, she was just a completely different player by year's end, and you can see her growth now.
Taylor Overly with a big swing on the outside. Adina digs it up. Comes back. It's Uniota on the attack again. This one's Alexis Overly, and she hits it long. The Adina defender thought about it for a second, but was able to adjust in time to let it go. Make it 6-5 on the hitting error. Adina takes the lead. Jenna Hutton back to serve. Kari Neff plays it. Steinbrook in the middle. Alexis on the back set here. Adina up to the challenge with the dig from Dawson. It'll be Uniota once again. Alexis Overly swings on the outside. Dug up again by Dawson. But with the setter taking the first ball, it puts Adina out of system a little bit. And you see that a lot with the setter. The good teams will be able to attack that setter defensively, Jeremy,
correct.
And it really gets them out of system.
And we have seen that already. I think McKenna's been on the move a lot, and as is Kirsten. And, you definitely don't want them to get comfortable as talented as they are.
Dawson on the back set there. That was Jessica Hutton, and the ball sails, and it goes 7-6 Uniota. Lex Soverly will be back to serve. Three-man serve receipt for the Lady Warriors. It'll be Hutton playing it up their setter, Dawson. Bauer with a big swing in the middle, dug up by Steinbrook. And again, just what you're talking about, it's going to result in a free ball. Carroll with the low pass, Dawson. Back set. Big swing from I believe it was Bauer. Yes. Really, really nice job by Carroll there. So many times on that free ball, you don't get the opportunity to go fast because the pass isn't low enough. And she did a nice job of utilizing the opportunity.
That's a good point.
Here comes Uniota. Steinbrook is outside. It's going to be a two-hand push for Corey Neff. And Adina unable to bring it back and give the point to Uniota there. We're 7-8. And again, both teams playing extremely hard. It's just, again, the match, I think it has a lot to do with the talent and the attacks that are coming. But both teams just having trouble really getting into a clean system.
Well, Shane, I think maybe just to equate this to a sport that the two of us are very familiar with. I think sometimes you see when you play in basketball and you have two good scrimmage area defenses, how the offense just gets sloppy. And that's kind of how I would equate that. The defense puts so much pressure, keeping balls alive until the offense makes a mistake, and that's what's happening a lot.
Well, following a Hutton kill, Jeremy, it's now 8-8, and Uniota coming on the attack. Dug up here by Adina. Dawson will try outside. Hutton, diving effort with the dig to Alexis Overly. They'll go outside, Taylor over with a big swing blocked in play, and Uniota unable to keep it alive. Point Adina. Now Adina's come on back to take the lead here at 9A. Bauer back serves. Serves it short. Alexa steps up to play it to her setter. It's going to be Nelson in the middle. Gives Steinbrook the assist. Nelson got up there to an empty net, took advantage.
Again, so important that Uniota is able to use that middle, and you saw all the free space there in the center of the defense.
Taylor Overly back to serve. 9-9. She just joined us. Adina took the first set, 25-21. Pass up to Dawson. Who's outside Hutton on the big swing, and then Jenna Hutton goes cross court. That's a shot that she's really perfected. She can really hit that spot. We talked about that in the Huntington match that I watched earlier this year.
No question about it. That cross court, and when you don't contest her at the net, she's going to finish almost every single time.
Uniota goes back row attack from Taylor Overly. Kara with the diving dig. Here comes Emily Ward with the dig off the Adina attack. It's going to be Neff on the outside, dug up by Hutton. Dawson plays it to the middle. Poehler wasn't back ready to hit as she had gone into the defensive position. Neff on the outside. It looked like it pulled the block and flew and ended up flying out of bounds, but I don't think we're going to get a touch there, and I think we're going to go. Adina, I know Coach Reidenauer disagreed with that one. 11-9, Adina. Carroll will continue to serve. Timeout. I'm not so sure Coach Reidenauer just didn't take the timeout just to give Alexis a chance to come over and talk.
Maybe just that.
And maybe just to calm the kids down, too, while they're doing it.
I think possibly just get that bit of silence, you know, after the timeout's called, to get the gym quiet so that he could address the official where he could hear him.
Well,
I don't know that there's an explanation that's going to satisfy. And you know, if I know those girls right now, there's a whole lot of, oh, my God, going on.
Well, there's been, we've all been there as a coach or player before, but, I mean, really the explanation is there's a touch or no touch. I mean, they made the call, and
right.
Here we go.
Right.
11-9, Dean out on top here in set number two. They win the first one 25-21. If you're just joining us, I can also tell you that Uniota took the JV set. Very, very well played JV match. Very well played. Uniota wins it in three. Also, last check over at Huntington. Huntington up 2-0 on Southeastern. And as Jeremy mentioned earlier, Zane Trace's entire team and coaching staff joined us across the way there. But we are not aware of the final that took place out in Bainbridge. Back to action. Here comes Uniota on the attack. It was a little roll shot from Nelson. Adina comes back with a little roll shot of their own. A joust there at the net, and it was Dawson and Nelson, and Nelson was able to get up on top of it and send it down to the point.
Critical there that, whether Uniota agreed with the call or whether it was a good or bad call, who knows, but you got to bounce back and play. So, nice job to keep your composure and win that back.
Neff, again, with some good action, calls it the overpass. It's going to give Uniota a chance to come on the attack. And, again, a very athletic play from Overly, an equally athletic Hutton digs it up, and then Poehler finds the hole. Really, really a nice exchange there from two of our league's better athletes, and then Poehler able to kind of keep find Uniota napping a bit.
Yeah, the second time, you're talking about a roll shot that didn't even get to the 10-foot line, barely got to the standard mark there outside the center circle. Just great action, barely over the net, and Uniota defense couldn't react.
Jenna Hutt back to serve. 12-10 Adina. Sends it to the back corner. Neff with a little bit of an overpass. Steinbrook able to turn the shoulders and play it off the net, but they won't be able to keep it alive.
One of the few back row 13-10. Thus far, really, for either team.
Hutton definitely has that ability. We talked about it. She gets some really good action on that ball. This pass this time is clean up for Steinbrook. Big swing from Overly, and she hammers one. Poehler not only for the point, but to get Hutton off the line if you're Uniota. And then now it's 13-11. The side out will give Emily Ward a chance to go back and serve. This is a rotation that's had some success for Uniota. Ward sends one deep middle. Carroll plays it up to Dawson. She'll go outside Hutton. She'll play it off the block. Neff digs it up. Steinbrook outside Alexis Overly off the block. Again, Jones plays it up. Going to try Hutton on the outside again. She goes to her patting across court. and that one sails just long, just misses the line. The hitting arrow makes it 13-12.
If you're able to get in her vision, her line of sight, you know, anytime she has a clear path to the net, she's pretty much unstoppable. Even though the block was late, they were at least running somebody at her there.
Carroll up to Dawson, tries the middle with Poehler. Neff's able to dig it up. Steinbrook back set to the back row attack to Taylor Overly. The overpass is going to sail out of bounds, give Overly the back row kill there, and nicely done by Steinbrook to just know where all of her weapons are at.
No question about it. And Taylor, we haven't called her name quite as much as you'd think so far tonight, so getting her involved is certainly critical.
Dawson goes right up, plays it over with the left hand in the front row, able to do that. The double block gets up on Alexis Overly kill attempt, and I think Uniota, I don't know if they're in the net or just the hit caught the antenna there. I'm
caught
not sure.
The antenna, okay. I believe.
14-13.
Ball kind of got back on Adina. Lexi on the set and unable to keep it inside.
Neff up to Steinbrook. They'll go outside Anna Carr with a big swing. The double block in play. Uniota come right back at it. They'll have to free ball it over. Here comes Carroll to Dawson. Back set. Bauer on a big swing. Taylor Overly able to dig it up momentarily, but Uniota unable to control. 15-13. Pretty big night for Bauer to this point. Definitely a part of what's going on. Dawson back to serve. She'll try it short. Emily Ward there passes up to Steinbrook. Overly tries to tip it into the hole. The overpass will give Uniota a chance to go quickly. They'll go outside. Alexis Overly, big swing, tries down the line. Line judge has it out of bounds. It'll be 16-13 on that hitting error. Adina on top. Coach Smith steps out, talking to Jessica Hutton there, giving her some instruction as Dawson will go back to serve. Dawson serve. Not the cleanest of serve receives, going to result in a free ball. Here comes Adina. They too, are a little out of system. Give Uniota an opportunity. Steinbrook will try that second ball over. We're going to go back set to Bauer again. She tries it cross court and hits it long. 16-14. One of the few times here in this set where Dawson and her hitters are not on the same page. Steinbrook back to serve. Carroll, clean pass to Dawson. And a back set Poehler. Here comes Uniota. A little out of system. Free ball, and they're not even going to get the free ball over as they push it into the net. 17-14.
Uniota finds themselves falling behind with unforced errors again. Adina looking to take advantage, up three.
Hutton serves. The diving Ward does on the overpass keep it alive. They're going to go outside. Jessica Hutton dug up by Ward. Steinbrook will go outside. Alexis with a swing. Dug up by Jenna Hutton. Now Dawson will go back set to Bauer. She rolls it over. Kind of a weird-looking play, but it'll keep it alive. Taylor Overly tries across court. Dawson digs it up. Outside Jessica Hutton, and she sends a rocket that the Uniota defense will be unable to play. 18-14 is Adina threatens to go up 2-0 in the match. Coach Reidenauer is going to use a timeout, try to get things squared away.
And Devin Putnam continues to be effective with her serve. Really, really steady play anytime that she's had the opportunity this evening.
Well, no question about it here. And Adina starting to get in a little bit more system, able to move the ball around. Dawson, so experienced. Only on occasion will you see her and her hitters at least not on the same page, which always allows them to come at you in a variety of ways. And we saw that same experience on the other side of the net a couple times as Steinbrook. Uniota just not really clean in the passing game to the point where they're not able to get quite the same attack as Adina has been. So give Steinbrook some credit there. She's able to continue to make some plays to give her team some chances.
Yeah, in order to put pressure and swing momentum, you've got to be clean with your passes, and you've got to stay in system when you have the opportunity. Uniota not quite able to do that consistently in the second game. And, you know, you have a tendency sometimes when you haven't been behind, they rarely have trailed, period, this point in the season. To try to do too much, and I think you see a little bit of that thus far.
Putnam with an outstanding serve you just mentioned, Jeremy, right on cue, sends a nice little jump serve. Uniota unable to bring it back. Going to go up 19-14 now as Putnam continues to serve with a lot of confidence. Putnam sends one. Yeah, and this one catches the net. There's that risk-reward we're talking about. It'll be 19-15. Adin at this point would probably take the trading of points as they find himself up four. Alexis Overly back to serve. Pass up to Dawson. She'll try the back set. Dug up by Ward. Steinbrook. Taylor Overly, the big left-handed swing. Carly Neff with the dig. Dawson goes back. That's Bauer. Dug up by Taylor Overly. Steinbrook keeps it alive. Neff will play it over with two hands. Here comes Dawson going back outside Jessica Hutton. And no touch on the block. I believe we have a fourth Adina hit.
Again, just a little off balance on the attack there. Kind of caught it behind her head, unable to finish.
19-16.
Pretty important here for Junior to get this thing at least tied back up.
Alexis with a nice serve. The diving effort from Carroll, unable to pop it up to the setter. They're going to go 19-17. Really some nice action on that ball from Alexis, one of her best of the night. Alexis comes right back. We'll try a similar spot. Carroll up to the challenge this time. Dawson with a great adjustment Bauer a play. The free ball comes back over. Dawson back sets to Bauer, dug up by Taylor Overly. Steinbrook will adjust to get it outside to Ness. She'll go cross court, dug up by Hutton. Now this is Jessica Hutton on the kill cross court. So it was Jenna Hutton on the nice defensive play. Dawson able to find Jessica on the outside to give her the kill, 20-17.
Key to that exchange off of a suspect pass, Dawson's able to keep it alive. It alive, but enable a quick transition for an attack and keep the momentum on the side of the Lady Warriors.
So, great example of great setter play there. All right, here comes Juniette on the tack. It's Taylor Overly in the middle. Dawson will have to take that ball and dig it up. So we're going to go outside here. That's Jenna Hutton on the swing, dug up by Juniette, but the ball comes back over. We'll try Jenna Hutton on the outside again, dug up by Ward. Great play. Juniette keeps it alive. Overpass. But Uniota unable to get up and take advantage of it. So great play by Ward there to keep it alive momentarily, but Uniota unable to capitalize, so it's going to go 21-17. Adin in the lead. Jump serve by Hutton. Comes up Steinbrook. Neff will try the two-hand push down the net. Nothing doing. Dawson on the back set to Bauer. Diving effort on the dig by Steinbrook. Taylor Overly with a tip. Adina defense pops it up. Going to go back outside. That's Jenna Hutton, dug up by Neff. Here comes Taylor Overly on a roll. Great volley once again as the teams go back and forth at each other. Bauer on the roll shot, dug up by the Uniota defense. And I think a Steinbrook crossed the line there in an attempt to play that second ball. It's going to be 22-17.
Yeah, McKenna just a little late getting there and unable to keep her feet.
Back to serve here, Adina. That's Hutton that continues to serve. Jessica Hutton and Juniota again out of system, and we're going to have an inability just to get it back over. Just really starting to get away from the Lady Shermans here is give Adina a lot of credit because they just continue to play some efficient volleyball and keep the ball in play. Jessica back to serve again. It's Emily Ward on the receive. Steinbrook will try middle to Taylor Overly. Dawson plays it up. Now this time on the overpass, it is Taylor Overly there to go up and hammer it with the left hand. 23-18 as Uniota will try to hang in there with one late push. It'll be Weingartner coming back in to serve.
Again, I just think it's critical that Taylor Overly get more involved in this Uniota offense. Kind of gotten away from the aggressive attack and haven't given Taylor many opportunities here.
It's going to be Bauer in the middle, and she hammers a rock as she finds a hole in the back of the Uniota defense. We're at set point now as it's 24-18. And
man, they've made a really, really tough one.
Kobe Jones back to serve.
They've been able to attack her coming out of her serve each time and really force her to move and make a play.
Jones trying to serve her team to the set win here. Steinbrook in the middle goes to Nelson. Jones with the dig. Dawson will go outside. That's Jenna Hutton on the big swing, and it finds the hole there. 25-18 is Adina now up two sets to none. Really, really impressive set for Adina there.
No question.
On my sheet here, I only have a couple miscues, and just played a real efficient set and really takes control of this match at 2-0.
Well, and just the presence I think you've seen after even the first 10 points of the first game. Adina's court presence has just been you know, a little bit better than Uniota's, and you know, they've barely relinquished the lead at any point, and really been in control from the opening.
Well, they have, and you know, you mentioned it there. They started to get the service game going a little bit. They'll give Putnam some credit there. I know Hutton as well, and you know, I just think Dawson's been terrific.
She certainly has.
I know from the setter position, she is able to spread the ball. I know just sitting up here and watching her see the court from this great advantage that we have, you know, watching as much volleyball as we do, you can just really see her experience and her court vision's just terrific. I can also tell you, Jeremy, the SVC fans at Huntington closed things out, but it certainly wasn't easy, 26-24. So give Huntington the straight set win over Southeastern, 25-11, 25-22, 26-24.
Well, hopefully, as these other matches end, and, you know, we haven't gotten anything from Westfall Southeastern. However,
Westfall Piketon,
I'm sorry. But we do know that, you know, a lot of our fans now have the opportunity to jump in and hopefully they're able to log on and catch this online broadcast of tonight's SVC showdown at Edina.
Well, I know a lot of people were hoping to maybe do just that, catch some on the way home. I know in some of the gyms around the SVC, unable to get some of the service and things like that, they were saying, so they were definitely going to try after their match to do that. So, well, we go to the third set. Edina wins the 25-21 and 25-18, and I certainly wouldn't count Uniota out, an experienced bunch. It's been here before, but this Edina team obviously battle-tested themselves. I know they're going to want to come out and get control of this thing. The last thing you want is to let a team, the talent of Uniota, come back and have a little bit of life, feel like they have a little bit of a chance here. If you're Edina, you want to close this thing out in straight sets. We're just seconds away from getting this third set started as the officials get the lineup straight there and the teams come on back out. It looks like Uniota is going to start us out with a serve. And as they normally do, it'll be Kari Neff back to serve. Emily Ward steps in there as the normal routine of getting your defensive specialist in. She replaces Carr. Here comes Kari Neff. Gets back. Carly Carroll plays it up. Dawson unable to get an attack here for Edina. Free ball. Let's see if Uniota takes advantage. It's Alexis Oberle on the outside, and her attempt sails long. Go 1-0 Edina.
Again, Uniota's going to have to clean up the hitting errors and the service errors if they're going to swing the momentum in their favor here.
Jenna Hutton served kind of has the ball going back and forth here a little bit as neither team can get control. Now it's going to be Ward trying to give Uniota its first attack of this volley. Alexis Oberlin outside, block and play. Here comes Edina. Dawson outside. That's Jessica Hutton on the swing. Steinbrook pops it up. Alexis Oberlin with another swing, and she finds the hole. Give the kill to Oberle, assist Steinberg.
Well, Shane, just as I said that, I've got the update. Westfall 25-14, 25-16, 25-18. 3-0 victory.
Ward on the serve. Here comes the Edina attack. Polar in the middle, dug up by Ward. Now we'll try Alexis Oberle on the outside to block and play. Steinbrook goes middle to Carr with a big swing, dug up again. The Edina defense just right there every time. Alexis pops it up here to Steinbrook. We'll go back row attack, Taylor Oberle. Carroll digs it up. Another long volley. It's two really good volleyball teams going at it here out in Frankfurt. Ward pops it up there on the outside hit from Oberle. Going to have a free ball from Edina. Let's see if Uniota goes quickly before they adjust. Jones dives right back into the play, and then on the overpass, it's over. What a great volley. One of our best of the night. Just
no
great effort back
it.
And forth.
Say, well, unbelievable by the Edina defense. As that ball was going out of bounds, they had three girls almost to the stands before the ball. Just terrific effort. When you have that kind of will to win, you know you have a special opportunity as a team.
Absolutely. The Ward serve results in the outside attack. Here comes Uniota as their defense sets up the opportunity. Alexis Oberle on the swing. Edina pops it back over, and kind of a weird-looking ball coming over, but it had a way of finding its hole, 2-2.
And you can tell kind of caught Uniota off balance, and then you end up reaching across your body to try to keep the ball alive. I'm not going to have a lot of success doing that.
Going to have Dawson back to serve, 2-2, as I mentioned, in the 5-1 attack. As she goes back to serve, you're going to get some rotations here where Dina's going to have three hitters across the front, and she'll come out of her back row position to do the setting. Dawson goes middle. It's Kari Neff up to Steinbrook. Big swing in the middle from Alexis Overly. Looks like it tools the block and rolls down the net out of bounds. Give the kill to Overly. 3-2 Uniota.
Shane, I was thinking back watching these kids. You talked about watching them at junior high. I can go all the way back to some fall volleyball when these girls were, I think, all the way back into fourth, at least fifth and sixth grade, when I watched them at Benton County play against each other and watch these Uniota and Adina girls battle again, much of the same girls.
How Steinbrook serving there is the Jessica Hutton outside attack results in Nadina kill, 3-3. Hutton back to serve. Steinbrook in the middle. Big swing from Taylor Overly on the outside. Dug up there by Hutt. Now it's Bauer on the outside. That's the opposite attack. Steinbrook will have to take that first ball and again has Uniota out of system as a result. Bauer will step in and take the second ball on this side. And I'll tell you what, Jessica Hutton on the outside starting to warm up. Give the kill to Hutton there, 4-3, Adina.
Again, you get both Huttons and Bauer going as well as the defense scrambling around, keeping everything alive. Adina just really tough right now.
Hutton gets to the top of the net as a result, kind of in her favor, results in the ace as Uniota unable to play it.
Wow, that almost hit below the tape and rolled all the way over, didn't it?
5-3.
Really aggressive serve.
Now the serve, Emily Ward thought about it, lets it fly high, and the service error will kill the momentum momentarily here. It's going to be 5-4, Dina.